started thinking about those constants, knowing that there are these string models which are addressing these problems. These string models are predicting that other universes could exist.
Eternally inflated. I spent most of my early career learning to be hated. Journey into greatness. So it should come as no surprise that I open eyes, revoke disguise, and blow the minds of your chosen side. Frozen inside, exterior star surface. The only man that's unafraid to slay a god's purpose. My genetic code stores my genius sevenfold. But they compare you and your people to a vegetable. They'll say my later music was exotic, ekpyrotic. One of the best to ever mess with logic. Test your knowledge, it's worthless if you don't. Learning that you were wrong is perfect when you smoke. Blown pot, destination no not. At home in the early universe's cold spot. Checking my mixes and false vacuums for lost baboons. If you miss it, it's all bad news.
An inflationary cosmology, that these universes can just inflate out of vacuum fluctuations, I guess makes us think about other possible values of the fundamental constant. And of course, these so-called anthropic principle as well comes in, that why the universe has the constants.
Gawk at what's possible. You have to close your eyelids to process the opticals. Progress is optimal. Premises to suffer. Are deeply held truths invented or discovered? I'm interested in structure. Rich and complex. The very type predictions inspect. Picture the next. Classify existence in sets. Procreating universes. Intimate sex. Grab every book of life. Skim through the text. Through the wall, swears unique as you involved. Due to gall, remain ignorant and we'll lose it all. Peruse the logs, searching for inconsistencies. Cosmos with similar paths and different histories. Something amidst the mystery, unintended. At once, vision becomes the symphony. All the realities are connected in a loose landscape of the omni is what you're left with.
So I suppose the multiverse, I mean, there's an interesting controversy. I mean, I'd like to think that the multiverse, if it sort of removes God, which I'm quite happy to push him in as much out of the way. I hate the idea of metaphysics coming into physics. So I'm rather attracted to the multiverse scenario because it pushes those two things further apart.
Quilted sets among the inflaton, whist along, reducing discographies to a simple song. So many different environments hidden inside of it to find the bold mission of scientists. The mind screwers that physics seem to be fine-tuned, something that creationists love to remind you. The nerve to try it without acknowledged observer bias, all because you think some word is righteous. Scaling Raflo within a self-replicating fractal. The things that are seen are crazy astral. A nerve in deep ends that I learned to think in. Subverting non-fixed physical laws in certain regions. Varied minimum values, dimensions to house you. Aspects and features to count through. Fantastic arrangements of compactification. Trapped in the basement, patterns that predate the last iterations. Nothing really relates, so let's just witness expansion and watch the symmetries break. For entropy's sake, we slumber upon the beds of wonder and ponder on how our native reality's just a set of numbers. This was always inhomogeneous, but still sacred like the spiral nature of the Nautilus. My humble attempt to connect the bases, but they'll degrade it and forget all of this is purely speculation.
The question is, what's the mechanism by which the universe gets populated with lots and lots and lots of different environments? So the mechanism that we're mostly playing around with now is called eternal inflation. And basically, I'll tell you what it is in the following simple way. There's a landscape. A landscape means an energy landscape. It means a configuration space of some kind. Many, many different possibilities. That gives you the possibilities. The question is what brought them into reality. The key phrase that cosmologists and physicists like myself are thinking about is called eternal inflation. And it's the idea the entire landscape means all the possibilities, will get populated by this bubbling structure which eventually fills up with essentially every possibility that could be there.